It's Ruth time.
It's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, and it's time to talk about what's going on in the Republican American. Okay, so now. All right. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Well, we're here. It's the day before.
Yep. We're ready for another election, and I think most eyes in this area on the 64th district one, between Republican incumbent Brian Oler from Canaan and his challenger Maria Horn, the Democrat from Salisbury.
They both have been working like dogs.
Oh my God. See them everywhere.
I give them utmost credit. Like I said, I keep going back. When I ran for the Board of Education, I knocked on almost 500 and some odd doors, and that was just that these people have been to thousands and thousands of homes.
Running takes guts, and people,
spending
you really
time
have to
on the phone.
Care.
I mean, they each dedicate 9 months to this. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, and it seems to me this tells you that there needs to be a change in our system. I applaud them for all that they're doing, but to have to work so hard and spend the money.
Spend
just,
that much money. Separately.
You work for a year, for a two-year term.
For a two-year term. Once you get in, you're thinking about running, your campaign again in no time.
You have to think about that, which doesn't give you any time to implement, to work on the stuff that you were...
That you campaigned on.
Right.
Exactly.
And then you need all this money, which is just, excuse me, my opinion, asinine.
Yeah, I agree. Could be put to so much better use, and other countries do it much better than we do. However, polls are open tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. in all the town halls in our region, and get out there and vote. What more can we say? They have been really stumping the last week. Not only them, we've had gubernatorial candidates around, we've had senatorial candidates, we've had lots of people. So
it's amazing. It's an amazing time, and you just hope the turnout is high.
Right.
That's all.
Exactly.
I was saying to Maria and Brian, each individual this past week, when I ran for the Board of Education, for that one slot we had, I think it was 1,230 people showed up to vote just on that one position. Mm-hmm. You hope that there's that type of energy this year across the board, because there's candidates running locally and statewide that are deep, that run from local elections to state elections to congressional elections. So, I mean, it's important.
It's, I think we're definitely at a crossroads in this country, and see what happens. Even the smallest election will have an effect on the national scene.
All right.
We had a story this week in the transfer station issue in Sharon and Salisbury. As you know, the new facility they're trying to get a new facility on the property they bought on Millerton Road. The lease runs out on the Hotchkiss property that's been used since 1985 in 2020. So the committee has been working for years to get the facility up and running, but they've run into snags with high bids now, and so they're going to have to go back and ask the towns for a little bit more money. The 3.8 bid just wasn't enough. So there will be town meetings in both towns probably before the end of the year. So keep your eyes out. That's an interesting story.
And I ran a poll on my Facebook page, what people thought, and it wasn't a poll, which cast favor in anything like that, and 102 people responded, and it was 78% to 22%. People were leery on spending an additional $500,000 in each town.
Really,
and I think all that means is, I mean, folks, we need a transfer station. So I think what that poll tells you is people want to know basically why and how we got in the situation, explain it to us, and now explain it to us how we'll get out. And I think one of the major things, Ruth, is that people that are, listen, my age, your age, that are 45, 50, 60 years old, they want to see this tax burden spread out not only the They want future people that are going to use the transfer to pay. I think if the towns can spread it out long enough where it goes into another generation where helps pay for this, I think that'll be – but I think the towns really have to explain that out.
Explain it, yeah.
We really do need to recover from our, let's just say, screen-induced case of short-termism.
Yeah.
Just really need to understand the long-term plan.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. I mean, I think they're going to have to really explain it to the towns really well, not only in Sharon. I think Sharon's a harder sell than Salisbury, but I think...
Yeah, that was said at the meeting. Yeah.
But I think that people just, you know, if they're reassured, and this is going to go into the future, and that this generation is not going to be the one that pays for it all, I think they'll
understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a necessity. Trash is trash, and it has to be disposed of.
Can't go back to the old days like when I lived on a farm in West Cornwall where we had a huge pit.
Mm-hmm.
And people, mm-hmm. that's
what, all those burns. Yep, yep. Okay, so busy weekend. We were up at the talk at Noble on Saturday. There was a talk on beer Saturday at the library, which was an interesting talk. And speaking of beer, we're getting closer and closer to the Great Falls Brewery opening in Canaan. So let's hope for that one coming up soon. We had the Cannonball Run on Saturday, a beautiful day for it, and very nice turnout in memory of Ed McGuire. Coming up tonight, we have Region 1 Board of Ed, our favorite night, first Monday of the month, Salisbury Board of Selectmen at 5 o'clock. The Canaan Board of Selectmen that normally meets on the first Monday has changed the date. It is now on Tuesday, November 13th. The room is set up for voting and so makes it difficult to hold meetings. Can't have it next Monday because of the holidays, so Charlie said they're doing it next Tuesday, the 13th. So don't go to North Canaan for a selectman's meeting tonight. Tomorrow is Cornwall Board of Selectmen in between all the voting. Cornwall also does its soup lunch. You can vote and then go have some great homemade soups. Looking ahead, we have Veterans Day programs.
Salisbury Central School.
Salisbury Central on Friday, as well as Kent Center. Kent Center is earlier in the morning. Salisbury's at 2 p.m., always lovely, where they honor all the veterans in their towns. On Saturday, the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association is having a remembrance at the Town Grove from 5 to 6 p.m. And by the way, there's a interim new executive director there, Donna DiMartino. Michelle Kearns has, after many years at the helm, has left to take a different job. And on Sunday, we have the Housatonic Hall of Fame at noon at the high school. Bunch of great people being inducted. Should be a really good program. It spans from, I think, 1947 up to the 2000s, and that's always fun, always in a nice tribute to those who made those athletic programs special.
And also on Election Day, you can bring non-perishable food items to Sharon Town Hall and leave it in front of Ella Clark's door, as she will distribute that. And I'm pretty sure, is the vote in VAC still going on this year?
I
think so. In Salisbury, it's longer hours than Sharon.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure. I would hope so, but I don't have a definitive answer on that one. But busy week, and again, let's get out the vote, and we'll be talking about the results next week.
Right. And anyone knows the answer to vote in VAX, please let us know.
Do call in.
860-364-4640.
But I do know that you can drop all that stuff and so Ella can't get into her office the next day.
Which is wonderful.
That's exactly right. All right, Ruth.
Okay, guys. Onward and upward.
We will talk with you later.
Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Raw Mutted Radio. You can find them at rep-am.com and also on newsstands.com.